I'm Mark Simmet on Studio One Tracks, and we are talking with Sam Summers, festival organizer for the Hinterland Music Festival. Year number 3 coming up this summer, coming up in August 4th through the 5th, 2017, returning to the Avenue of the Saints Amphitheater in St. Charles. Welcome, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good to have you here. You know, when I was thinking about talking to you about this, I've got so many great memories of the past 2 years of the Hinterland Festival. I'm sure I'm not the only one who looks at it that way. There's this real anticipation for another wonderful weekend of music there in St. Charles.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it myself. As I was putting this lineup together, I kind of imagined myself down there. You know, it's one of my favorite weeks of the year for sure.
And the you know, the amphitheater there at St. Charles, I saw somewhere someone, I think it might have been in the press release, called it a beautiful rural escape. It's a nice way to put it.
For sure, yeah. I mean, you can actually see the city of Des Moines, the skyline over the oak trees behind the stage. We didn't really plan on that, but I noticed that last year as I was watching from the hill.
And yet, you're definitely out of town.
Definitely. It's, yeah, you know, 25, 30 minutes south of Des Moines. So
yeah, so it's a great location. And you have another great lineup of artists coming up. You know, one thing that's always impressive about this is the thought that goes into it. You know, you've always got a couple, one or two great indie bands, indie rock bands, and also roots artists coming out of various genres. And you've got well-established artists. You've got up-and-coming bands. You've got bands that are known to relatively a few people, but, you know, once a bigger crowd hears them, they're going to say, wow, that was great. So again, it's a nice lineup. And why don't we get started? I don't know if you want to start with the headliners or lead up to them.
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll start with the headliners here. This year, we started right after we ended the festival. We wanted to pick something a little bit different than what we did last year, kind of bring in a different crowd, but also kind of accommodate the crowd we had curated here from the beginning. So our headliners this year, the first one being Alt J from Leeds. And they are they're a great, you know, electronic indie band that I've been a fan of. Their first two releases, you know, they're going to have a really big year this year, releasing a single in March and new album in May. I'm sure there'll be a lot of stuff going on for the band. I've been watching a lot of live performances of them, and that one I'm real excited about. In your stride, be his pleasure, boom, shape, pleasure. Next headliner here is Ryan Adams. And Ryan Adams, he's played Iowa a few times. He's played up in Ames. He's played in Iowa City. I don't think he's played in Des Moines proper, but we're excited to have him. And his record actually comes out the 17th, which is our on-sale day. So that all kind of works out great. My mind is so blank.
nothing left to say. I can't see. It's a darkness on the rise. I'll be waiting here till the end of time.
So in those two instances, you've got artists that are going to be are going to have brand new records out within the past few months when the festival rolls around in August.
Right. That's really important, because when we're working with these artists, when they're out on an album tour, they're usually bringing along all their production, and they have a new set and that kind of stuff. And it'll be really exciting to see. Alt-J puts on a phenomenal live show with lighting, screens, and all this. I know that we had to bring in a special stage for them this year. So that one will be a sight to see.
So those are the headliners. And next on the list?
Yeah, so moving down the line here, which the next two bands here could also be headliners on their own. One I'm really excited about is Gary Clark Jr. I've never had him in Des Moines before. This will be his first play in Iowa. But phenomenal artist. We've had him over in Omaha. Just a really great guitarist and a phenomenal live show. And then we have The Head and the Heart, and just we're real excited about that one too. So just, you know, I think that's what we try to put together is a lineup here that artists that haven't been to Des Moines before, but also ones that are kind of tried and true and people really want to see in Des Moines. They're no stranger to Des Moines. We've done a headline show for them at Hoyt Sherman, sold out, and I think that was 2013. They have a new album that came out in September that they'll be playing off of.
So we wait for the night to find you, to find you. We get so high telling stories at night. Was it a lie or maybe more like a dream? Just like a I get a call at the station. Man on the line is a on the other line, it's just people. people taking time from the people who I don't want to give.
You know, moving right down the line here, we've got Dwight Yoakam, which he's kind of, you know, he may stick out to some people, like, you know, maybe it doesn't fit right, but to me it fits perfectly. We've had him in Des Moines before. He played Simon Estes in 2013, and then he also played at Hoyt Sherman last year. He's great in the country western field, but he also kind of grew up in that punk world too. I know one of his first tours with the band X. So to me, he fits perfectly, and I think that'll be an awesome addition this year. It'll also kind of appeal to some of the crowd we had last year with Willie Nelson. I think those two are kind of in the same world.
In another time and place, stains on hearts just fade away. Replaced with hope lost from today. Bound by love and never stray. And another world will be okay.
Shaky Graves, phenomenal artist out of Austin, Texas. New album will be coming out this fall, right after Hinterland. The first time we had him in Iowa, he opened for The Devil Makes Three in Iowa City at Blue Moose. And then we've brought him back twice since at Woolies, sold out both times. That's one I've actually tried to get on the lineup every year, and this year being successful. So I'm really excited about that one. Foxygen, who released an album mid-January. I think that one will be a nice dancey set for people. It's a really great live show. we have Nikki Lane, who has a record coming out in February. She's been on a lot of lists for artists to watch in the country world this year, so that one's a nice fit.
Jackpot, I hit the number, it was always you. I was looking for sevens, they were coming in twos. I was on a fast streak and honey, it was getting me down. Tell two, my last time with no good news. I was getting pretty tired of singing the blues. My luck was running dry.
J.D. McPherson, and we also have the Cactus Blossoms, who also collaborated with J.D. McPherson. I think he produced their latest album. They're from Minneapolis, so kind of some Midwest love there. And then as far as locals go, we have Max Jury and Anna Libera.
What a great lineup.
That completes our lineup. Yeah, thanks.
Yes, yes, indeed. You know, we're already playing that Nikki Lane album, and Foxygen is our featured release.
Awesome.
Was last week. So, yes, it's a Studio One playlist come to life this year at Hinterland. We're happy about that. It's going to be a great festival, and we are looking forward to it. And it's always such a well-run festival, Sam. Anything new you can tell us about logistics or features of the festival this year?
Right. You know, every year it gets a little bit easier to produce, and we made sure to take photos and kind of take note on where everything was set up so we could decide if it worked well or not. And I think overall last year things went really well. Camping was a big success for us. We were reaching capacity on two of our lots last year. So this year we added additional camping, and we also added some more RV spaces. That was a big one that sold out real quick last year. So I think overall improvements will be made in the camping area. There was some feedback that we took to heart and definitely make adjustments on the camping area. And then just vendors went really well last year, but we're going to be adding some different varieties as well this year. So,
sounds great. Again, we're looking forward to it. It's Friday and Saturday, August 4th and 5th, the Avenue of the Saints Amphitheater in St. Charles, Iowa, the Hinterland Festival, year number 3 coming up. And thanks, Sam Summers, festival organizer, for talking with us.
Yeah, thank you.